So welcome. Good morning. Let's start out. But what's on your mind?
Nothing much.
30, do you have anything?
Nothing in particular.
We went through chapter 3.
Okay. Any questions from the work we've done up to this point?
I don't think so.
None that I can think of.
Okay. Okay. So if you went through chapter 3, then we should have an idea on the 5-star model and who's going to have what roles and responsibilities.
That's correct. And the way I'm reading this, there's five different responsibilities, right?
Right.
Planning, implementation, brand, marketing, and leadership.
Correct. Right.
All right. Now, there's only three of us on the team, there's three of us plus our CSAs. So, I mean, there's five on the team.
Right. So, there's five roles and five people. You can do it any way you want, but
ultimately,
one person needs to be responsible for the execution and the results of that particular star.
All right.
So who have you designated for planning?
Planning's Brody. I'm
okay.
Implementation. The brand's going to be the brand's probably going to be all three of us, truthfully. Marketing is going to be Steve, and I'm going to be leadership.
Okay. So this is Jim, right? That's talking?
Yeah, Jim. Jim, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Questions on roles and responsibilities?
Well, I'm assuming leadership is to have a conversation with the team to make sure each of the five or other four responsibilities are taking place. Is that correct?
That's right. But there's quite a bit involved in each of the roles, but in general, that's correct.
Yeah. I mean, from what I'm reading, planning to ensure every client has a plan, right?
Right.
And we don't have that. I mean, we may have 25% that have a plan. So, I mean, there's a lot of work that needs to be done there.
Yep.
We're going to offer a plan to each of the clients that we're keeping.
Okay. I mean, one of the things that you want to do is make sure you have in your head your commitment. Okay. So, meaning, now, it doesn't have to be quite as draconian as I might state it here, but the idea is that every client has a plan. Every client
right.
gets 12-4-2. Every client gets rapid response to their problems. And the advantage of that is that you then have a concrete brand that you can market. And you can honestly say every client that we work with has a plan, every client gets 12-4-2, and every client gets rapid response. Every time you compromise that, psychologically psychologically you kind of break down that commitment that you have and that confidence you have in that statement. Because, it's hard to lie, right? We don't lie very well.
Yeah.
And so if we're not actually doing it, then... Okay,
Want every client to have a plan. What we have not done, as far as the files go, and we have not set up a 12-4-2 game plan for each client.
Well, we're just starting.
I'm assuming that the files, we're going to be utilizing the files in order to do the 12-4-2. The 12-4-2 has to be scheduled, right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah,
everything is scheduled.
And,
I mean, we used to do it, we used to wing it, and, that didn't work. So we went to a schedule.
Yeah, we haven't done the 12-4-2.
And that's okay. I mean, we're just, like I said, we're just getting started. So it's step by step. It's got to order the folders, have your conference call with Cindy. Right. Have you had your conference call with Cindy on how to use the scheduler?
Nope, we have not.
Okay. So you want to do that.
Okay.
That takes about an hour, and it should be, whoever is going to be scheduling and running the 12-4-2 model is the person or persons that need to be involved in that training exercise.
All right.
Okay. Doesn't have to be everybody. You need to know how the system works, but you don't need to know how to run it. Okay.
Okay.
But that needs to be scheduled. And then you need to call the clients. So it's kind of a three-step process, getting organized in terms of the folders, getting organized in terms of the scheduler, and then getting organized in terms of what the schedule will look like, actually implemented by the client and you together. So one of the things to do, if you haven't done it, is create your ideal day, week, and month. So, what does my ideal day look like? What does my ideal month look like? What does my ideal year look like? And that's important because it will give you, with the team that's, a diverse team, people, you've already had, you figured out that you can't all go on vacation at once. But when are you going to call your clients, and is there going to be somebody in the office, and is there, how are you going to run your 12-4-2s? It's important. When are you going to prospect? What's your ideal time to prospect? What's the most efficient thing you can do?
How much time is set aside for prospecting?
It would depend on how many clients you're going to try and service.
Well, right now we're going to each service approximately 80 clients, give or take.
Then you should have 40 to 50% of your time available for prospecting.
Okay.
Because
I figure 80 clients, and there's 20 days in the in a month, 20 work days
right.
in a month, so that's four a day.
Four a day, right. And you give them each an hour. It doesn't take an hour, but just like these calls, even though I give you a half an hour, I block out an hour just in case.
Okay.
It goes over
right.
by 5 minutes. Right? So you may, and so with that extra 30 minutes, you prepare for your next calls, you do your executive summaries of the calls, you could even make a prospecting call if you wanted to. So the idea is that you block out 4 hours that typically would give you then 8 hours. Now, if you're going to do, you know, if you're managing portfolios, that takes time. If you're doing administration, that takes time. You know, everything takes time. So what you want to do is say, okay, how do I leverage my time the best? How can I spend more time with clients and prospects and less time doing other things? And so that's you know, that's the productivity and efficiency thing. More time you're with clients, the more business you do. More time you're with prospects, the more clients that you bring in, the more assets you bring in.
Okay. But
now, you guys are interested in this. You know, I love your idea of 80 clients and 20 prospects. We talked about this. Making up a folder for each prospect tells you that prospect's important to you. You're going to put them right in the 12-4-2 system. Yeah, you stick them right in the 12-4-2 system. Now, you want to call them more than that? Great. You want to call them every week? Great. You want to close them in 2 weeks? Great. But at least you won't lose them, and at least they'll know it's important, and you know it's important. And so they'll pop up just like as if they're clients. And you do that for the next 5 years, I'm telling you, you'd have a great acquisition strategy, okay? It will work. Just keep, you know, because you make up a folder and the guy becomes a client, you've got his folder built already, right? So you just put him right into the client. And you're constantly then upgrading your practice. You always keep 80 clients, and you're always moving the bottom one out to somebody else, and the top one comes in. So you're always bringing in bigger clients and getting them off the bottom. So you always have time to prospect. You always have 20 prospects, and you've got a great pipeline. And if everybody on the team does the same thing, you've got yourself a machine that's going to automatically grow.
Okay.
Okay. So I love the idea. I mean, I think it's terrific.
Okay.
The other thing is, you know, you'll have some prospects that are on the fence, and that's where you give them the 90-day free look. So you treat them as if they're already a client, and you do, you know, when you're prospecting, you're prospecting. But once you decide that somebody is really going to make a great client, but you can't close them for some reason because the weight on the scale is too even, you know, the other guy is, you know, went to Penn State, and he's in the fraternity brother and all this stuff. And he's had the client for 20 years and da-da-da, but he's terrible, right? You've got to weight the scale. You got to weight the scale on your side. So what you do is you build a folder for him, you give it to him and say, look, just like buying a new car, you know, new Mercedes, you want to drive it for a little while. Let's drive this car and see what it's like to be a client of ours. And then you do the whole thing. You do the agenda, you do, you know, set up the appointment, do an agenda, send them an executive summary. You do that for 2 months. And then in the third month, you go see him, just like you would a client, or have him come in and see you. And in 3 months, you should be able to close him, because he's seeing that you're actually doing this stuff. So you just really give him a test drive. Let's show him what it's really like to be a client. And they'll love it.
Okay.
So it's a great way to close those big clients that are on the fence, that, you know, take a long time to close, and you get impatient. So here's a good way to, and it's kind of a fill or kill. If they don't do it in 90 days, then you say, I'm never going to get them there, right? So it's a great way to get them in or out. Okay, one of the roles and responsibilities are more complicated than you know, simply what we've briefly talked about. You need to really know what those roles and responsibilities are. So in the book, The Supernova Multiplier, I go into excruciating detail in the chapter on the 5-star model. Have everybody read that or listen to it and do it a couple of times, you know, because your brain won't absorb everything right away. So if you really want to get good at this, listen to each chapter once a day for 5 days. And after a while,
okay,
you'll get it. You'll know what I'm talking about. You know, you'll hear it again and again and again. You'll know what the difference between a mastermind group and a center of influence, and when a niche is a niche, and when, you know, why you need a center of influence inside each niche and so forth. But it also goes in, as I said, tells you, you know, the director of planning, it's important. It's an important job because you've got to do a lot of plans, but when are you going to redo the plans? How often are you going to update them? How are you going to implement the plans in terms of, you know, creating an agenda, and how's that developed? And then director of implementation, they're in charge of the 24-month calendar, so it's not just implementing the plan. They're in charge of educating and training and scheduling how the team is going to work together efficiently and effectively to knock off the items that come out of the plan but need to be batch processed together, or can be batch processed together, so we don't, you know, just do one mortgage and then, you know, 3 months later we do one more mortgage. Why don't we do all our mortgages together?
I thought the person that was responsible for implementation was the person that was responsible for overseeing the investment process.
Yeah, but it's also the liability process, plus it's the calendar of the investment. So you're going to implement the plan, right? So how are you going to implement
right.
the plan? You can't implement the plan all at once. So how are we going to organize that? Well, that's where we come up with a 24-month calendar of organizing the team so that we focus on, you know, in January, we're probably going to do the outlook for the new year. November, December,
okay.
we probably do required minimum distributions and tax selling, right? So those are calendar-driven things. But when are we going to introduce long-term care? Even though people may not need it or want it, we still want to introduce it so they don't buy it from somebody else. And or maybe they end up, after you talk to them about it, they want it. The same thing with liability management. So, asset management is one thing, but liability management is just as important. Somebody can really screw themselves up, you know, having too much debt and paying way too much for that debt. So we want to have efficient and effective debt. So one of the chapters in the multiplier is on debt management. And so you have 2 months devoted to debt. How about estate planning? Do estate planning wrong? And you can destroy a person's net worth, right? They lose half of it to estate plans. Same with, you know, managing all kinds of crisis in somebody's life. So you want to devote some time to helping clients to make good decisions. In order to do that, they have to be educated and trained. So part of what you want to think about is training. You're training these clients to be good clients.
But aren't those topics the topics that you're going to discuss with the client each and every month of the 12-month process?
No.
The tax
planning? You really, it's too much.
That's not?
You can't. Yeah, it's too hard to talk about estate planning every month. I mean, you might want to
I'm not talking about estate planning every month. I'm talking about tax planning in November or December to each client.
Right.
You know, having
yes.
having a topic, one topic, you know,
yep.
for each of the 12 months.
Yeah, I mean, we make it a 24-month calendar because in the example that I give you, we're introducing 8 new topics, and we give you time to implement it so it don't make you crazy. So let's take, for example, you introduce liability management, and you go through the
okay.
4 different kinds of liability management that you can offer. You're familiar with each of the rates, and the guy says, geez, I'd like one of those securitized loans. And you're like, great. Okay, now you got follow-up, right? So
right.
You don't want to be introducing another topic until you're able to follow up on the 10 people that wanted to have, you know, let's say you call 80 people. 10 of them are going to say, yes, I want something. Well, that takes time, right? So we give you
right.
an extra month. We give you an extra month, so we don't just back to back to back, so you're constantly behind. We want to give you time to catch up. Now, you can adjust that for anything you want, but my experience told me that as when I introduced a marketing effort, it took 2 months to finish it, to follow up. In the case of the mortgages, it probably takes 6 months, right? So
right.
I just didn't want to make you guys crazy, all right? So I give you 2 months
well,
on the new.
We're getting to the crazy part.
Yeah. Well, you will. With Supernova, there's a lot to do. So temporarily,
yes.
it'll feel crazy.
All right.
But you know, there's a lot to learn and a lot to do, and you know, I'm sure you guys are doing wonderful work that I'm going to learn from, but. You know, I'll try and share as much of the best practices that I've discovered over the years through trial and error of my people as well as my clients. And so a best practice is only a best practice until somebody comes up with a better practice. So if you've got a better strategy or a better practice, let me know. I'll change mine.
Does it sound like we're on track where we should be, or we need to
You need to ramp it up a little bit. Yeah, you're a little bit behind. You want to be
All
call.
Right.
You should have been calling at least 20 clients, giving them the good news, and sending out the folders to them. So try and catch up on that.
Yeah,
try and contact 20 clients. Get them up to speed and get them scheduled. You want to particularly, you might not start them till the new year, but you want to get as many people signed up as you can before now and in the new year. So in the next 4 weeks, see if you can have your 80 clients all signed up, ready to go in January.
Okay. All right.
So
you do that.
All right. So you need to know what the schedule is going to look like. There's a lot of decisions to be made as you get into this. Like if you're going to go see people, how are you going to batch process them together so that you know, if you have to go to Florida to see people in the middle of the winter and they're all in Naples, that's fine. You know, then, but how do you schedule that? What does that look like on the 12-4-2 schedule? You don't want to just up and leave, right? Because you've got other people scheduled. So the idea is that you batch process people together. So if you have 6 clients in Naples that you want to go see, then you'd schedule like 9 in the morning, 12 and 3. And then the next day, 9, 12 and 3. And you see 6 people.
Yeah.
Give yourself time in between. See what I mean?
Yeah, that's not a problem. I mean, we'll make it as efficient as we possibly can, from that standpoint.
But there's just some best practices that, people say, well, what do I do with, people in Naples? Well, I said, 2 ways. You do it that way, as I just described, or you got, in January, April, July, and October, you have what we used to call 5-week months. And so you can take that week and travel during that and see people in outlying areas. Because we really want you to do the 2 in-person meetings for marketing purposes as much as anything. You go to Florida, you see the people, they think it's fabulous, and they introduce you to their friends and neighbors and, play around the golf with them and meet their friends and open their accounts. So there's leverage in that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody, Brody, Tammy, Nanette, anybody, Barb, any thoughts or questions or?
I don't have any. I have one regarding the planning. You know, we kind of already try to establish with our clients that every year we revisit the plan and make any updates during our face-to-face meeting. Does that make sense to you that we do that
sure.
once a year? Okay.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, the most important thing you can do, particularly for retirees, is update their net worth statement and help them to understand nobody is spending the right amount of money every year, right? They either spend too much or they spend too little. So you give them permission to spend a little more, and you rein them in when they're spending too much. So those are really important conversations to have. And that should be adjusted really annually. A lot of people don't enjoy their lives enough because they're just frugal people, and you give them permission to take the, you know, the big cruise. That's a big deal for them. It's a wonderful thing that you can do, and you reassure them that they're not going to run out of money. On the other hand, somebody is spending money too fast. You got to rein them in and have that hard conversation. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in financial planning that are important, but that's kind of the universal one that I would make sure I had with every client.
Yeah, okay. We do that now. You know, most of our folks have been good about saving money, investing money. Now, once in retirement, they're not completely comfortable with spending it down or where the money should come from, et cetera, et cetera. And so that is an important conversation that we have with those that are either coming close to retirement or are in retirement.
Yep. So. Very important.
And many of them are.
Jim, only thing I would suggest is that you meet after this and talk about particularly the 5-star model, make sure everybody understands roles and responsibilities. And then meet 15 minutes before the next call and make sure everybody should have at least one or two questions. If you guys don't have questions, to me, you're not digging in enough. Okay?
Okay.
So I'd like the whole conversation for a half hour be me answering questions. That means you've really done your homework and you want to resolve issues. If I have no questions, it means I don't know what's going on, right?
Well, that's what we were doing here today, asking you questions. And I guess my question is, you know, as far as other teams, obviously you have other teams participating in this process.
Right.
So we wouldn't mind hearing from you, you know, what some of those questions might be coming from other teams.
Sure.
In other words, if they have a question, then it's probably a question that we may not realize we should be asking, but, you know, is a topic that we might want to discuss.
Well, like, I don't think the topic of, you know, what do we say to people that we're going to be firing? You know, how does that conversation go? Things like that. So, you know, as you get going here, you're going to have questions. And if you're not having questions, then I worry. Okay?
Right.
Because there are things that, you know, you have never done. And, you know, I'd be amazed that you don't have some concerns or questions. Right?
Right. All right.
Okay.
How about for next call? Anything
well, what I'd like
for next call.
Yeah, I mean, we did the work on the centers of influence and you know, identifying some niches within those centers of influence. That's fine. The homework for you guys is to dig in, get the scheduler set up, get your own personal calendar set up. make sure that you're made your 20 calls to your top clients, telling them the good news and setting up them with appointments or their hour, their reserved hour. You do that, that'll be plenty. Okay.
All right.
All right. Terrific. Look forward to
it.
Thanks.
Paul. Thank you. Bye.